Hi, Rock Church. Is everybody doing okay tonight? Good. Well, welcome to the Rock Church. My name is Steele Crosswhite. I also want to say good morning to the Sunday morning churches. They're watching me on video right now. I'm one of the pastors here at the church, and I'm going to be teaching tonight on John chapter 16, verses 16 through 33, and I've entitled the talk, We Win. And before I get into it, I just want to highlight that the reason we're studying through the book of John is because we understand as pastors and leaders and deacons that the most important thing you can know in this life is not a what, but rather a who in Jesus Christ. And we don't want you just to know about Jesus from an intellectual or historical perspective, though that is important. Our greater desire is that you guys know Jesus in a real relationship where you believe in Jesus, where you adore Jesus, worship Jesus, experience Jesus, and magnify Jesus in every aspect of your life. And because of that, we're studying through the Gospel of John. Because the Gospel of John is a portrait of Jesus Christ and his saving work. It focuses on the last 3 years of Jesus' life, especially on his death and his resurrection. John told us that the reason the book was written is to help people believe in Jesus Christ and to have eternal life. In other words, so that you might know Jesus. And so we've got a lot to cover tonight, a lot of really great verses. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to get into it here. Let's just pray one more time together. Jesus, thank you so much that we can worship you. Thank you that we can sing to you. Thank you that you've drawn us here so that we might walk away knowing you more and loving each other more. I pray, Lord, that you would speak through me this evening. I pray, God, that you would use the video and Draper. I pray, Lord, that we would walk away with a greater desire for you. Make us different, Jesus. We need you. In your name, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, so let's get into some verses here. John 16, verses 16 through 17. It says, Jesus went on to say, he's talking to the disciples, in a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me. At this, some of his disciples said to one another, what does he mean by saying, in a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me, and because I am going to the Father? They kept asking, what does he mean by a little while? We don't understand what he is saying. And Jesus saw that they wanted to ask him about this, so he said to them, are you asking one another what I meant when I said, in a little while you'll see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me? Now, what I want to do here with these couple of verses, I want to give you three different camps on how they interpret these verses, and then I'm going to talk to you about what stands out to me, okay? On these particular verses, some commentators or some camps tend to think that Jesus is speaking here in terms of his death and ascension. You will not see me, and then with the coming of the Holy Spirit, after a little while, you'll see me again. In other words, the disciples would not see Christ with their physical eyes, but when the Holy Spirit is given, Christ dwells in their hearts, and through faith, they will see him. What's cool about that camp is that Jesus is emphatically stating the truth of Scripture, of the Trinity, found in Romans 8 and Philippians 1, 1 Peter 1, that the Spirit and he are one. You won't see me, but through the Holy Spirit, you will see me. So that's kind of a cool camp. Other scholars tend to see these verses in light of Jesus dying and 3 days later rising from the dead and appearing to the disciples. Some tend to see these verses in terms of Jesus ascending to the Father and then returning again at the second coming. Now, those are the three different major camps, and quite honestly, I tend to agree with all of them because all of them are true. It's true that the disciples didn't see Jesus for 3 days, but then they saw him again after the resurrection. That's true. It's true that we do not see Jesus now with our physical eyes, but we will see him with our physical eyes upon his return at the second coming. So, of course, that's true. And it's true that those of us right now who are Christians, meaning that we believe in Jesus, that he died on the cross for our sins, that he washed away our sins, that he's the only way to eternal life, those of us who are Christians, we see Jesus right now through faith by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. So again, if you were to ask me which one of these camps is correct, I would just say all of them. Now with that, let me just talk to you about what stands out to me. And here's my big idea. Jesus knows our thoughts and our questions. When I read those verses, that's what stands out to me. Right now, in your seat, Jesus knows your thoughts and he knows your questions. In verse 19, it said that Jesus saw that they wanted to ask him about this. And if we're